Okay, another solid effort by our team on Friday night, I guess it was. Yeah, Friday night. All three phases played well again. And, you know, we just continue to be in a rhythm on offense, continue to play well on D. Special teams is coming around. Won the turnover margin 3-1, which always works to our favor, almost always to our benefit. Outstanding individual performance by Zach Moss. He was over 200 yards for the night and was really the catalyst for the offense. Didn't throw the ball as much as the previous games, but didn't need to, and that's fine. You know, as long as we're efficient when we do throw, that's the key. Had a good showing in the punt return game. Britt Covey got some things going in the punt return game. Matt Gay was his usual solid self, kicking the football. Mitch Wisnowski punted the ball well, created a takeaway with our punt team on the muff punt, so that was good to steal that possession early in the game. So now it's on to Arizona State. They're playing well. They had a nice win at the Coliseum on Saturday. You know, they got some weapons. They got a very good running back, Benjamin, 300 plus yards in I guess it was the Oregon State game. Anyways, he's a heck of a back. Quarterback's dynamic, athletic. And the receiver is as good as there is in the country. He's a big-time player. So got a lot of challenges, particularly for our defense, coming up this week. And just like every other week, got to be ready to go. It's, just another game that we got to play well in. So that's where we're at. Questions?
Looking at Britton Covey and kind of what he does on offense, he's almost like your team's Swiss Army knife in all the functions that he can do. What about his mentality and his skill set allows him to flourish in so many different roles?
Well, first of all, he's so intelligent. He's one of the most intelligent players probably that I've ever coached and that I've ever been around. So he can, be taught all those various positions. He's in the backfield. He's in the slot. He's involved in a lot of our special plays. So that's the starting point. Then he's very athletic. He's not the biggest guy, as we all know, but he's got tremendous quickness. He's got a good skill set. He can throw the ball, and in the return game, he's excellent at fielding punts and kickoffs. So he's just, like you said, he's a do-all guy for us, and he's. Critical component to what we're doing.
Kyle, any idea why ASU has been such tough sledding for you guys over the years, and even last year's game was kind of?
Yeah, they got good players, and that's something that has been consistent since we've been in the league. They've been one of the more athletic and talented teams. They're well coached. They've always been well coached. They're Coach Edwards right now. Herm Edwards is doing a great job with them, That's probably the reason. I don't know what our record. What are we? 2-6, 3-5. I don't know what our record is against them, but they have been a tough matchup for us.
Kyle, what attributes does Jav Guidry have that make him an effective slot corner?
Number one is his blazing speed. I mean, he's got the ability to, if the receiver does get separation, to close that separation in an instant. He can make up that ground. He's always in great position on the route, almost always, not every single time, but he's usually got very good position on the receiver when he's running this route. He knows exactly, where to be and where to position himself. But the key is that speed and quickness that he has.
And the follow-up to that is, in this day and age, is it weird for you to field only two linebackers? Kind of when did that evolve?
Yeah, that's been a few years now where that has been the is the majority of the snaps, the 4-2 nickel. I think that transition occurred about, might have been 3 or 4 years ago, where the tipping point occurred and 4-3 became the lesser played scheme. So I'm used to it, and we're used to it. It's pretty much, I'd say if you went across the country, I think that's pretty much the standard across the country.
Arizona State has traditionally been a really rush-heavy front. They like to blitz a lot, do different things. Are you seeing that from them this year with Edwards there? And yeah. Kind of what are the differences that that he brings to the
table. Yeah, not as much pressure as when Coach Graham was there. It was big time pressure when Coach Graham was there, and some years, you know, 50% or better. I mean, it was a lot of pressure. Not so much now. They they split time in a 3-man front and 4-man front. You know, odd and even. So they're both as far as their front. A lot of zone coverage. You know, quarters and some cover three. And so it's more non-pressure defense than what they've been the last 4 or 5 years.
Coach, your wide receivers kind of got a bad rap early in the year for dropping passes. Just talk about how they've improved and doing now, and then also maybe just talk a little about Solomon as long as he's here today.
Yeah, well, they've been one of the most improved areas on the team from the beginning of the season, but we were expecting, what we're getting now is what we were expecting back when we watched them in fall camp and spring ball. You know, they performed very well, so they just had a little bit of a slump there for a couple weeks early in the year, and are now performing up to their capabilities and making a bunch of great catches. And Solo, Enos is a, you know, just a true freshman, but he's worked himself into a starting role now, and he's an exceptional blocker as well. And that's something that, to play receiver here, you got to be able to play when the ball's not in your hands, and that's blocking. And our receivers take that very seriously, and they know that if they don't block, then they're not going to be on the field. And so that's something that Solo is exceptional at, as well as being an excellent receiver.
With what happened Saturday, you enter the month undisputed first place in the South, so all the teams are going to be aiming for you. How different is that as far as being one of the teams trying to get there as opposed to being a clear-cut favorite?
Makes no difference to us. You know, we just try to block out all that noise. All we're worried about is Arizona State. We don't care where we are positioned, who's got what losses. I mean, we can't worry about that. That's not the MO you want. You want to just be focused completely on the opponent that's next, not worry about the peripheral stuff. And if you play well, good things will happen. That's kind of our attitude right now.
But since you weren't playing Saturday, were you amazed when you saw those scores roll in? And is that kind of useful as a teachable moment for you?
Sure is, yeah. I mean, you see upsets every week and teams beating other teams you didn't think that was going to happen. Sure, there's learning lessons there. And that's something that, you know, our players are – you know, tuned into that, but we'll certainly talk about that.
You mentioned N'Keal Harry for Arizona State's a pretty talented guy. Is there a comparison that comes to mind of somebody that you've scouted before in the past?
Maybe Megatron, the guy from Georgia Tech that played in the NFL for years and years. I mean, they're similar as far as that goes. He's 6'4 and 220 plus, and you know, he looks like the same as Megatron did when we played him back in the, I can't remember what bowl that was. 05 bowl, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Four straight games over 40 points. Would you say maybe the biggest reason is the consistent play of the offensive line?
Certainly one of the biggest factors. Yeah, without a doubt. And that's there's more to it than just that, but that has been a huge plus for us the last several weeks is the consistency, physicality of the front. And those five guys and without – low in there, you know, that's the five guys we've been playing with have really started to gel and come together.
How do you think the Pac-12 stacks up against the other P5 conferences, and how do you think that the various conferences compare among themselves?
Don't really worry about any of that, to be honest with you. And, you know, I know the Pac-12 is competitive and everybody is beating each other up, but I don't really, you know, our world is the Pac-12, and so I don't really focus on the other stuff.
Can I just expand a little bit on the series with the ASU? You had that, I think, a one-point game, then an overtime game, then you beat them 2 years in a row, then last year things slid back. Is this always a challenge with these guys? I mean, it was a long time since you guys had won in Tempe, obviously, until last time.
Yeah, they're a good team, like I said, and they got good players. And you know, through the years, they've been a tough matchup for us. And so this year will be no different. It'll be a tough game.
And then all of their losses this year have been by 7 points. I mean, nobody's blowing them out. Can you just talk about that their record, they're probably a lot better than their record indicates.
Well, yeah. I mean, when's the last time Southern Cal got beat at home? It's been, you know, a few years. And so they went down there and got that done, which speaks volumes. And then you're right. There's been every single game they've been in this year has been competitive, the four they lost. And you know, we got the ultimate – the utmost respect for him.
With Eno Benjamin, what did you see when you were recruiting him that has borne out in his ASU career?
He's a solid back. He's consistent. He's a tough runner. He is got very good vision. He has very good vision. He gets he runs behind his runs behind his pads well. He gets north and south. There's not a lot of wasted motion with him. And they're taking good care of the ball, and the whole team's taking good care of the ball. They've only turned the ball over six times this year. It's low in the Pac-12. They've taken better care of the ball than anyone in the league, and so that's and we really liked Eno out of high school, and recruited him hard, but didn't end up getting him.
Kyle, in recent weeks, you've emphasized starting quickly, but another semi-slow start in this past game. Is there anything that you attribute that to, and is there something you guys are working on to make sure you don't have any sloppy mistakes in the first quarter?
No, there's nothing really we can attribute it to. You'd like to start fast every week. That would be ideal. But the last couple weeks in particular, we haven't got off to great starts. This last week wasn't as bad as the week before. But, you just go into the game prepared, and sometimes things go your way early, sometimes they don't. But the key is, if they don't, you got to be ready to handle that adversity, which our team has done a phenomenal job of, is handling adversity all season long.
You were ahead comfortably at the time that Blair got his foul and then ejection. Is there anything you can do to get these guys to maybe be aware of it so they don't even put themselves in that position with the score being what it was?
Well, it's constant education, and I don't know if the score has anything to do with the way you play, but certainly we are constantly reminding them, teaching, drilling the proper way to tackle, what you can and can't do. And Marquise is an ultra-aggressive player. I mean, he's as aggressive of a player as we've ever had come through here, and he just wants to hit everything that moves. And so he's a guy that has gotten better with that. But as you saw, it showed up again on Friday. But it's just constant education and constant trying to get our players to do it the right way.
You had the ball and head goal to go, I think eight snaps, first quarter, early second, without Moss getting a carry on any of them. The way you preached the running game, were you comfortable with that? Because you complimented the play calling after
that. We talked about that offensively, and some of the things they do defensively down in tight lended itself to maybe attacking the edges a little bit more because they pack it in so much. But still, in hindsight, we all agreed in the staff room that just give it to Moss, even though that may be what they're trying to take away. He's so effective that probably would have done it a little differently. But scouting them and going off their tendencies, it did make sense to try the edge, but outsmarted ourselves, I guess, a little bit.
I know you don't always evaluate the team fully until the end of the season, but what's making Troy Taylor's offensive scheme so effective lately than maybe at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think the same things I mentioned last week that have really started to come together. We've already talked about the offensive line play and how consistent they're being, that the receivers, they've stepped things up, and the drops have pretty much been eliminated, knock on wood. They've done a great job catching and holding on to the ball. Zach Moss is, Zach Moss. I mean, there's no – you're just feeding the ball and good things will happen. And then Tyler is playing with so much confidence and has such a grasp and a command of the offense right now. And like I said, even though we didn't throw for a ton of yards, he's just doing a great job of running that offense. And the play calling has been very good.
So does Terrell Burgess become the starter Saturday at safety, or are there other possibilities?
There's other possibilities, but that's certainly one of them. And Terrell is kind of like we talked about Covey being the Swiss Army knife of the offense. He's kind of the Swiss Army knife of the defense. He can play corner, slot corner, either safety spot. And so we'll just have to figure out what the best combination is, but that is a strong possibility that he would take over there.
We believe for the first time ever that Utah and Utah State are both in the top 20 at the same time. Is that kind of cool for the state? And have you sent a congratulation text to Matt, or have you had any contact with him?
You want me to send a congratulation text to him? I respect Matt Wells. I think he's a heck of a football coach, and he's doing a great job up there, and they are playing very well in addition to what we're doing. We're both seem to be hitting on all cylinders, at least for the time being, and so that's good for the state to have two teams ranked. I will send them a text. I'll write that down. Okay.
I know you can't give away the game plan, but you mentioned Megatron, and you put Eric Weddle on him most of the day. Was that kind of in that bowl game, was that kind of out of desperation? Is the way you kind of have to handle the star receiver now that you're facing that same situation?
No, you don't have to handle them that way. There's different options. You know, you can roll a corner up and roll a safety over the top of them. You can bracket. You can do some other things. But we'll just have to. You know, we're still in the formative stages of the game plan, and you know, we have a lot of faith in our two corners. You know, both those guys, Jalen and Julian, are really good players, and so we'll just have to come up with what we think is best. But there's a lot of different ways to do it. I think that was that his freshman year at Georgia Tech when we played him? I think it was his freshman year. No, it was Julio's freshman year in the Sugar Bowl. So anyway, Eric Weddle's a special talent as well, and so that, you know, we felt that was a good matchup. You know, in answer to your question back then, that was, you know, our superstar player against their superstar player. So, but, you know, we'll see what we do this week. Thanks, guys.
You got one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Kyle. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Last question. So ASU hasn't been that great against the pass defense necessarily. Does that give you an opportunity to kind of maybe exploit that, or is it still Zach and kind of forcing?
Yeah, you know, there's always what the defense is giving you, what their strengths and weaknesses are that come into play with your planning, but not as much as what you do best. You know, we feel like we're getting a pretty good idea of our identity and what we do best, and so it's kind of a blend between the two, what we do best, and then if a defense puts nine people in the box every snap, you got to have an answer for it. You know, you got to be able to throw the ball, but we'll just do what we think is going to be the most effective. But I can tell you, Zach Moss will always be a big part of our plan.